Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's all Paula, her dearest friends and family, celebrity chat, special guests, and questions from you.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
To ask Paula a question, just visit pauladeen.com/radio and include your phone number if you'd like to chat. Now, let's go see what's cooking with Paula today.
Hey, everybody. It's Paula Deen here, and I am so happy to be sitting here with my youngest son, Bobby Deen.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, son. You know, you're traveling and doing so much and going so many places. So this is really a privilege for me to have this much time alone with my son. Well, hopefully I'm not alone. Hopefully a lot of y'all are out there with us. But I'm so glad that he was able to slow down long enough and come in here into the sound studio with me. So tell us what you've been doing, son.
Well, I have been so fortunate to host the Holiday Bacon Championships, you know, for Food Network. And it did really well last year. It was sort of just a concept, you know, the 6 episodes. And it did really well. And they asked me to come back and do it again. And
that's good.
Spring Bacon Championships, uh-huh. Which is awesome. And
how about a summer?
I don't know. If they asked for it, I would certainly do it. And I shot a new show. You know all about this, Mama, but with a young lady named Nikki Dinky.
Nikki Dinky. It sounds like kind of like a stage name or something.
we had a lot of fun with that.
Oh,
name.
Excuse me, Bobby. If y'all hear anything funny in the sound studio, I had a bright idea to bring Gus, my golden doodle, with me this morning, and Bobby and I didn't chat. And he also brought his baby, Coco Chanel, who is a Snow White Havanese.
Only my mama calls the dog Coco Chanel. I do not call the dog Coco Chanel.
Well, I know that your wife, Claudia, did not name a Snow White dog after Coco Powder. I know it was after Coco Chanel.
You know, I think it was Coconut.
Coco Nut.
But what I call her more than anything is Coco No.
Coco No.
Because I'm constantly having to stop her from misbehaving. So
I know.
It's Coco No.
I know. She comes to see her grandmama and just immediately starts wee-weeing all over the place because she's so excited.
As an adult, I've never had a pet.
No, all the pets that you've had, you know, Mom and Dad always tended to them for you.
And this one, I'll tell you what, golly, she just owns my heart. The vet, it just, it rings in my ears talking to the vet, and the vet, these famous final words, as long as she's not in the bed, everything's okay. That dog owns our bed.
Well, you ought to try sleeping with Captain Michael.
No.
A golden doodle, no. A double doodle, and a Havanese.
I'll pass.
That's kind of what I sleep with every night.
So we were talking about Junk Food Flip, Nikki Dinky.
Yes.
That show was so much fun. We shot all in the South, and it was exactly what it sounds like. Junk Food Flip. So Nikki is a very savvy culinary person. She knows.
Have we
she knows
seen her
food.
Before on she, anything? I'm not familiar
Nikki
with her.
Nikki was one of the Next Food Network star runners.
Finalist.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
But she was delightful in every way, and we had a good time doing the show. I'm looking right now for the. I've got the air date. The show premieres June 2nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Cooking Channel.
Oh, gosh. And well, that's great.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So in like 2 weeks, hey, Coco has something to say, I think, y'all.
She's proud of her daddy. She's proud of her daddy.
So, oh, is that a hip, hip hooray
yeah,
from Coco?
She was cheering Papa. I think she's trying to get Gus to play, and Gus doesn't want any part of it.
No. Gus is too busy hypnotized by his shadows.
Coco, I didn't know this was going to be like this. She's usually pretty quiet. So that show was a lot of fun. Nikki and I would go to, we would go to restaurants. I felt a little guilty about the name, as I have with every show I've ever had. I'm like, the name, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because we were going to people's businesses, and we were kind of insinuating that the food they were serving was junk, which was not the case. But we would go to restaurants that had a signature dish, you know, that is really indulgent. And Nikki and I would, we had a food truck that was fully decked out with everything that you would need.
Those food trucks are grand.
Great. We had a great time with the food truck. And we would go to the restaurant, order that signature item and enjoy it and talk about it. And then we would go to the food truck and sort of put our heads together and sort of come up with a way to recreate that food. And then
I guess in a healthier way.
In a healthier way, because a lot of this stuff was deep fried or it was full of cheese.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was. When I say indulgent, imagine like a hamburger that is the size of a roll of toilet paper tall.
Yum.
You know what I mean?
Delicious, delicious. Trying to eat a roll of toilet paper.
But all of the meals were like that. There was something about it that it was like, this is just it's over the edge. We would go enjoy the restaurant, and then Nikki and I would go, and separately we would do our own version of it, and then we would take both of those out to the streets to the people. So we would have people, it was, you didn't know which was mine or which was Nikki's, it was a color-coded type deal where the people would taste each and say, I like this one or this one. And then we would sort of put our heads together and brainstorm and take the best of both of those from our little friendly competition, and we would go head-to-head with the restaurant. So we would serve our lighter version. Yeah. In the
Did you and Nikki ever win?
We did. We did. We didn't bat a thousand, you know, because there are some really
great places out there
that know exactly what they're doing. And people like indulgent food, too.
Absolutely. If they didn't like indulgent food, son, there wouldn't be restaurants on every corner.
That's right. So we won some, we lost some. But it's a fun show, and met really interesting people, and went to interesting places from St. Augustine. It was, you know what? It was what was really great about this show for me is it just so happened to be in the South. So we were from St. Augustine up to Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, I remember you telling me that you were doing a lot of your driving from location to location instead of flying.
So close.
So that was kind of nice, wasn't it?
It was great. We shot in Jekyll Island, you know, which is an hour south of Savannah. And I had never been to St. Augustine in my life. And
really?
Living this close to it and living in such a historic city.
Well, son, now that you mention it, I don't know that I have either.
Well, St. Augustine is the oldest city in
the
country.
I know, in the U.S.
St. Augustine is Spanish. It's a city in Northeast Florida.
I knew he was a Spanish man.
It's the oldest continuously occupied European established settlement in the continental United States.
Yes.
So that show was fun. And you know what else I did? I was on Next Food Network Star with Bobby and Jada. And
that was fun. That was fun.
That was fun. That was enlightening to be on that show.
How so? How was it enlightening?
I'm not used to playing the role of tough, do you know, and critical.
I have
such a great deal of empathy for people. So,
Do you know Food Network, son, asked me for years to be on Iron Chef?
Yeah.
Yes, they had asked me for a long time if I would do that, and I said no, you know, because I'm past that type of cooking. You know, I did that for years in the kitchen by myself on that line. And I have done some of the next Food Network stars, and it's not mine in your nature to be critical,
right,
and to say hurtful things to people. So Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
It is, but honesty is helpful in that situation.
Honesty.
They need for you to tell the truth.
Right. And constructive criticism.
The episode that I was on, it was easy for me to step into those shoes because these people, there were some mistakes made that were obvious. And I was kind of proud of myself for having a palate to know it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
to recognize
absolutely.
what was right and wrong with some of this stuff.
Well, Bobby, I know.
And I did win Iron Chef.
That's Mama clapping, y'all.
I'm like you. I turned down Iron Chef many, many times because it was just, I was terrified to go do it.
Felt like you were out of your element. Well, I know exactly what you mean about being terrified. I finally agreed to do Iron Chef, but it was a Christmas edition. So I said, is it going to be lighthearted? And they said, yes, definitely. It's not going to be that pull out your knife and kill everybody. Because I just couldn't go there.
That's a different show, I think.
We did a dessert special. So I was on Kat Cora's team, and I think it was Robert Irvine and Florence Tyler.
Almost. Tyler Florence.
Y'all, I get my merge so mixed up. Tyler Florence. You know, that's what happens when you start getting a few years on you. It too shall happen to y'all. But anyway, I had the most fun because Robert can be a little on the obnoxious side. Mm. And I just had more fun cutting his legs out from underneath him. You know, Robert and I are good friends as well as Tyler and I. But it was just all in good, clean fun. So I had a ball doing that.
Well, yours
I had a ball
was,
doing that.
Was...
And let me tell you, son, I saw the four judges. We went back there. We took our dishes. We presented them. And I recognized three of the judges, but that fourth judge I did not recognize. And I realized after, I was so caught up in the excitement, I guess I didn't hear, when I left the studio, I said, oh, my goodness, that fourth judge was Tina Fey, who I was such a big fan of. I never spoke to her, never had a conversation with her. So, Tina Fey, if you're listening to this, please forgive me for being so rude because I did not realize that was you because you were so quiet and... I just had no idea that was you. But just let me say this, girl, about that. I'm a huge fan of your work. So that was my experience with...
Iron Chef.
With Iron Chef, yes. Oh, I know what I would like for you to... And I'm sure everybody else is burning up with curiosity, too. I thank my boys, Jamie and Bobby... for bringing me two of the most wonderful daughters that I could have ever had.
That mine's so nice, I had to marry her twice.
That's pretty nice. But Brooke, Jamie's wife, and Claudia, your wife.
We both got lucky.
Brooke is one of the best mothers I've ever seen, and I can see the same thing growing inside of Claudia.
Not yet.
I think that Claudia is going to be an incredible mother as well. So,
and she definitely wants to be.
Yes, and let me tell you who might want to be more than even Claudia.
Who's that?
That would be Ginny, your mother.
Oh, well.
So,
we started with this. The dog.
The dog.
Is a good,
I know the dog was the first
is
step.
A good,
she, and you think you love that dog, son?
Yeah, that's what you,
you
tell me.
You don't know nothing.
That's what you tell me.
Until your little mini me comes out, I so badly want you to experience
payback.
The love. No, not payback. Not payback.
I'm joking.
At all.
This is,
I know, I mean, you're joking, but I want you to experience what your brother has experienced, your stepsister has experienced. Your cousin, I want you to experience that love that's so hard and so deep. To love something more than you love yourself is an incredible feeling, and I just don't want you to miss it.
I never even thought I wanted to be married.
I know. You know, so you've come a long way, baby.
I waited until I was north of 40 to even get married. So,
I know.
Yeah, I've been late to everything I've ever done. I've really late. So we'll see. I mean, we're talking about it. She Claudia definitely wants to have a baby. But if you want to talk about Claudia, yes, she is.
Well, tell me what all Claudia's doing.
What is she not?
I did
what is
attend.
She not doing?
Out here on Wilmington Island, y'all, we have a farmer's market during the summer months every Saturday. And I went Saturday to hear Claudia speak and to watch Bobby demo some dishes. So tell everybody what Claudia does for a living.
Claudia is not for a living, but Claudia is a triathlete, first of all. So she comes from great stock. Her mother is gorgeous.
Her mother is so gorgeous.
And still models. You know, yes. Her mother is in her mid-50s, and she's just an incredible looking woman.
You would
woman
think she was in her mid-30s, y'all. She is incredibly beautiful.
Still does magazine modeling, and her father is a black belt, and her brother is as well. And
I did not know they were black belts.
Yeah, and he graduated from the Wharton School of Business. Her brother did. They're just they're all really bright and successful and driven people. And Claudia is no different. Claudia is a brown belt in the same practice that her brother.
I did not know Claudia was a brown belt.
And she is a just a very athletic. She's an accomplished marathon runner, Ironman. If there's a marathon or a triathlon or a bike race, she's all about it and she's in it. And
I tell you, son, one of the most nervous experiences that Michael and I have experienced because of you and Claudia was the Boston Marathon when I couldn't get you on the phone.
Right. Claudia was racing that year in Boston, and
yes.
Thank goodness she was fast. You know, before the race, I was able to. I went with her to Boston and had to leave the day before the race because Jamie and I had some work in Atlanta that we had to go do. And of course, you know, nowadays you can do anything you need to from your telephone. And mm-hmm. I was able to. The runners in these major marathons have a chip in their. On their number plate where you could follow them virtually.
I didn't know that either. I'm learning so much today.
I went with Cloud to Boston and went with her to get her number and to register mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And we went and visited the finish line, you know, and her hotel was very near the finish line in Boston. And we took some pictures there the day before and stuff. And I had to leave the day before the race and got to Atlanta and spoke to Cloud before she took off on the race and you know, was tracking her in Atlanta on the phone and saw that she finished, and she called me, and while we were on the phone together, I heard noise in the background. She said, "I don't know what that is. It's clear, but it sounds like thunder. Something has happened here," and she was, you know, down the street at her hotel.
She had finished 17
minutes. She finished 17
minutes
before the bombs went off. Uh-huh. So we prayed together when we were in Boston that she would be fast and that she would be safe and healthy, and thank goodness she was fast and safe and healthy. But yeah, that's pretty significant. I'll always remember, you know, being in Boston with Cloud for that marathon, cuz thank goodness she was safe, you know. That's tragic, but yeah, she's into all that stuff. So she bikes, runs, swims every
day.
She's
also, I know you say she doesn't do it for a living, but
she's a health coach.
She considers, yes, a life coach.
Yeah, she's
is what she considers her profession to be.
Well, she's starting. Cloud is very ambitious. She's as ambitious as she is full of energy. So she's kind of like me, that if she's into something, she's all in. She's either uh-huh. all in or she's
uh-huh.
all out.
Uh-huh.
So her entire life revolves around this lifestyle. She not only does she live it, she wants to be an inspiration to other people. She has started her own little business from our home where she mm-hmm. coaches people mm-hmm. and she's a health coach and she's a budding dietitian. You know, I talk to people about this all the time. I thought that I cooked light. You know, I was doing mm-hmm. your recipes mm-hmm. and sort of recreating them mm-hmm. just for myself, not mm-hmm. for television mm-hmm. or for anything else, but just because mm-hmm. I love the food mm-hmm. that I grew up eating at home mm-hmm. with, you know, with you and with our family.
We've been lucky. We've never been any of those people that had a lot of allergies, especially food allergies.
Thank God.
Thank goodness, yes.
And I was already doing that just because it was natural for me to do it, you know, because I was lifting and running and I thought I was, you know, whatever I thought I was doing. Well, I didn't know what cooking light or being healthy was until I married Claudia. Because when we first got married, I would have to have two skillets going.
But yet you started at 30 revisting the way you ate, though, didn't you?
Well, I started to exercise at 30.
Okay.
Because you remember that was, we were on Congress Street, in the first location on Congress Street.
Eating handle sandwiches.
Handle sandwiches.
And black-eyed peas and a bowl of rice.
Potatoes and gravy and country fried steak. Just everything. And not because, I mean, it was because we were there all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, you were just eating. And at 30.
Yeah, we ate what was available.
I realized. I think I might have looked in the mirror and gone, wow, whoa. I got to kind of. Mm-hmm. I got to reel that in. Mm-hmm. So I started going to the gym and working out, and that is what led me to pay more attention to what
so
I was
So you
eating.
Really didn't start thinking about really healthying up, cleaning, eating clean in a real serious manner until Claudia walked into your life.
Well, I didn't really have a choice once Claudia came into the house. I learned what flaxseeds was. She's you know what? Claudia is a great cook. You might not know that about Claudia.
No, I do
Claudia
know that
makes,
about her.
Claudia makes very healthy.
You won't believe
did she
who
just
walked in, y'all.
Claudia.
My daughter and Bobby's wife, Claudia Dean. Come in here, Cloud.
She cooks very healthily, but it's very good. Very good food.
Yes, I thought I would bring Gus, and Bobby thought he'd bring Coco. So we're having a party. So, Cloud, get up here and tell everybody, hey, we've just been talking about how wonderful you are and what a great cook you are and this really healthy lifestyle that you've introduced Bobby to.
Yes, I'm a yes. No, it is working.
Well, you just said she's a good cook. Yeah. So if she's a good cook, you want to eat more.
Yes, I'm. I used to be in the advertising world, and then when Bobby and I got married and I moved back here, I've always been a runner and into fitness and health. So I wanted to do a career out of it since I was here in Savannah, and I was like, "What can I do?" So I got certified.
Everybody that's listening right now is wondering where that accent is from, so you may as well.
I'm from Venezuela, Caracas, Venezuela.
I was gonna say y'all think I got an accent? No, she's got an accent.
That's more southern than all of us.
Yes. She's really southern, isn't she?
Yeah, very southern. So I got certified as a health coach, and that's what I do now. Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed the Wilmington Island Farmers Market so much, listening to you speak and watching Bobby demo the food. Y'all just make a great couple.
Yeah, it was funny.
And you were definitely worth my son waiting for.
Aw, thank you. That was the first time that Bobby and I were speaking together in public, so it was funny because he wanted to say something. I wanted to say something. We're like fighting for the microphone almost.
You know what?
The day before Claudia told me that she was afraid I wasn't going to let her talk.
Well, because Bobby loves talking.
You know, Bobby and I and Jamie, we are used to having a microphone and being able to talk whenever we like. So, but I did notice that I think on those occasions when y'all both speak, you both need a microphone.
I agree. I agree because
and
we're
that way you can use it to hit each other over the head with when you want to talk.
I couldn't agree more.
All right, y'all. Bobby had to go to the powder room. So I thought this would be a great time to talk about a new segment. I'm going to be giving you 5 quick tips in just the matter of a few minutes. So let me tell y'all about this one while he's out of the room. You know, y'all have probably heard of the phrase, when life gives you lemons. Well, my advice for you this week is when life gives you lemons, grab a lemon and go clean your copper cookware. You know, it's a simple and inexpensive solution to avoid harsh chemicals and get your pots and pans looking like new again. Now, all you gotta do is just add a little water to your pan to dampen the surface, sprinkle on some salt,
and scrub it with half of the lemon. Now, if your pan is in really bad shape, just repeat the steps. And before you know it, it's going to start looking like new in no time at all. Now, when you're done with your lemon, be sure and throw that down in your garbage disposal, and it'll give you a fresh, clean, lemony smell throughout your kitchen. Like most folks, y'all, I love my carbs. And I love finding new ways to jazz up a bowl of pasta. You know, not only can you use healthier grains, like the whole wheat and gluten-free pastas, you can even find pastas now that are enriched with veggies. You know, I've been known to add a cream cheese to my pasta dish, as well as different meats and even eggs. You know, no matter what flavors you decide to add to your dish, the real trick is getting your pasta cooked perfect. If your pasta is done before your sauce is ready, just give your pasta a quick rinse under some cold water, never hot, and don't bother with oil to stop it from sticking. Water is always your best bet. You know, we all have times that we need to throw together a quick meal, and I have a favorite side dish that works with almost any kind of meat, and you can even use it as a condiment for sandwiches. It's good old Southern-style coleslaw. You know, I love to slather it on top of a juicy pulled pork sandwich, and coleslaw won't take you long to mix up, but you need to make it ahead of your meal. At least give it 2 hours, y'all, for the flavors to develop, as well as to kind of soften up that cabbage. You can even keep it in the fridge for a couple of days before you serve it. And remember, it's always great on top of a hot dog. Yum to the slaw dog. If you're looking for a good out-of-the-kitchen enjoying the party dish, I've got a great tip for making a delicious guacamole dip. Now, first of all, make sure you don't buy your avocados too far in advance, but they do require planning. So always look for a firm, dark, unblemished avocado. I like to buy a few extra to make sure I just have enough on hand, because once in a while you can get one that's not ready. So just let them sit out a day or two so that they will ripen. And when you're ready to make the dip, scoop out that avocado flesh right into the serving bowl and mix in some store-bought salsa. You know, folks, it doesn't get any easier than this. Your last step is to open a bag of tortilla chips and you're ready to join the party. As far as I'm concerned, y'all, any time of the year is a perfect time of year to bake a pie. You know, whether it's going to be apple or cherry, blueberry or lemon meringue, they all make your mouth water. And I have perfected my pie crust over the years, so it's just as buttery and flaky as I like. And I figured out how to make the process a little bit easier as well. Now, my tip for y'all today is to use an old tablecloth to roll out your pie crust on. Rolling out your dough on the cloth is going to keep your crust from sticking to the counter. Even on a hot and humid day, y'all, you just sprinkle that cloth with a little flour. And when you're done, just take the cloth outside, shake it, and fold it up. Lay it away in the drawer for the next pie crust. So, Bobby, would you say you're a predictable son?
Unfortunately, I am.
Well, when was the last time you surprised Claudia with something totally unexpected?
Can't even remember.
Well, Sonny boy, you got to stop being boring, because surprises are exciting. Women love to get excited. And right now, I can tell you how to excite Miss Claudia. Pro Flowers is here to help you, son, and a lot of men out there like yourself. All you have to do is call Pro Flowers right now, and you're going to get 100 spring blooms plus a free glass vase for only $19.99.
Wow.
Yeah, and listen to this. Plus, they're throwing in a box of gourmet chocolates. Now, that's 100 spring blooms, a free vase, and a box of chocolates, all for $19.99. But, Bobby, if you really want to go big, you can double the blooms for just $9.99. That's 200 blooms, son. A vase and chocolates for $29.98. Now, you know Claudia Dean would go crazy over that.
What woman wouldn't love that?
That's right. So listen, son, I want you to be unpredictable, be spontaneous. Sometimes the best reason to send flowers is... for no reason at all.
So Pro Flowers even guarantees their flowers will last her 7 full days, Bobby, or you get your money back. You know, and they have all kind of arrangements to choose from. But you'll see their best deals when you use your mama's code.
What is that?
Okay, I wanted to know if you wanted to know what my code was. The only way to get this exclusive deal for my listeners is go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone on the top right corner, and type in, you want to know what the secret word is?
What is it?
Cookie. That's proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in cookie. Well, Bobby was telling us that he and his brother have just gotten back from completing a project that they're working on. It's still a little early. We can't really do a lot of talking about it, but you were with Bobby
on the road
for about a week, yes. Weren't you?
Yes.
Well, I bet you saw some crazy things going on, didn't you?
I saw an alligator. That's all I can say.
You saw an alligator?
Like a 12-foot-long alligator.
Was he alive?
Oh, yes. He was very alive. And then we saw baby alligators, too.
Well, I saw a sizzle reel.
Yes. It was awesome.
And I have never seen a sizzle reel that was that good and that exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of these boys. I cannot hardly wait. So Bobby can probably explain better than me what a sizzle reel is, y'all.
A sizzle reel is basically what you would quickly produce and edit and send to the network as an example of what a show is going to look like. It's basically a commercial for the show.
Yes.
And that sizzle reel was very good.
It was.
I'm not the consumer for any of the work that I do, so I don't watch anything I do ever, just because I just don't. And I watched that sizzle reel several times because the show just looks
so much
fun.
So hopefully this will air, son, maybe June, July, midsummer, maybe, and possibly
hopefully
on the Food Network.
Hopefully in July. Since it hasn't been officially released yet, the information, I can't say everything that I want to say.
Okay.
But people can be excited.
Can we say?
And I'm excited because one of my favorite things is to work with my family. You know, I love to work with you.
It's a blessing.
I love to work with Jamie, and he and I have a really great chemistry together, and we have...
Well, there's a lot of deep love between the two of y'all, and that comes across.
And
on
a lot of goofing
TV.
Around, too, though. And that's helpful when you have, because the one dynamic that's not really on TV, or at least the realm of TV that we're in, is a sibling relationship.
Yes.
And Jamie and me being close in age and similar in personality types, it makes for good television when we go bring in a third party.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to go visit somebody in their business and put them on television, everything is kind of inside for Jamie and me. We don't exclude the person that's with us, but Jamie and I have a lot of inside fun, and the people that are on television with us often don't know it. But it makes for
Bobby, I've got to ask you this question, son. Are you and Jamie competitive with each other? Do y'all compete or
in the show?
Uh-huh. No,
only
in
for
life.
Only for
in...
FaceTime.
I like that answer.
Not really. Jamie and I are I think I've always been, you know, only have one brother and he's my older brother, and I've always looked up to him, so I've always kind of deferred to Jamie. He's always been kind of the leader or whatever.
The leader of the pack, the dean pack.
Whenever we're together. But
you compliment each other?
I think we do, too.
I think y'all compliment each other. I tell you what, raising these boys, they were so close, y'all. These two guys, and they were big guys, they actually slept in a double bed together until Jamie went off at college with a great big solid white pit bull sleeping in between the two of them. So that bed was packed full of meat. and that dog wouldn't let me come near those boys, especially if I had a fussing voice going on.
That was so funny.
I am just so, so proud of y'all, of all your accomplishments that y'all have done. I'm so proud of y'all.
Well,
I'm proud of the men that y'all
turned out to be. You paved a great path for Jamie and me,
and
taught
you,
us
son.
How to be. I'm really proud that you know, you learn, if you're lucky, you learn things from your parents, and I learned a lot of things from Dad, who I love very much, and I'm proud of the fact that from my mother I learned how to be a businessman, operate a business, how to treat people, how to be responsible and reliable. And to do, these are things that, like, you would think that a young man was following his father's footsteps to learn how to be in business, but I learned that from my mother, and I'm very, very thankful from it. And you kind of always taught Jamie and me that we could do whatever we wanted to do, that everything was possible. And you've been an example of that, because everything that you've wanted to accomplish, you have. And that is that's a wonderful thing for any parent's child to learn from them, that things are possible and doable. All you really have to do is put the effort into it. And it's funny.
Thank
because
you.
I believe that the things that you say and that you think are they'll come to light. And I was telling people, hey, I'm going to do this television show. This is what it's going to be like. This is what it's going to. And nobody had yet told me that. Nobody, no production company or no channel said, hey, we want to put you on television. But I kept telling everybody that's what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be, you know,
a monkey's
dang,
uncle. Yeah.
Looky
yeah.
here. I'm working on 4 or 5 different projects, and that's, you know, knock on wood.
Well, God is good, Bobby.
Yep.
God is good.
Lucky ducks.
I tell all these women out here that I have the opportunity to talk with, you know, to keep your head up, keep your eyes open. You never know what God's got in store for you, and you're only limited by your very own imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, son, I appreciate so very much you being on my podcast. This is mine and Bobby's first podcast.
I love you. I'm happy to be
here. Here with my
granddog.
I'm here with, thank you.
You're made for radio.
Thank you. I mean, I got a face for radio.
No, you got
every day I get up, I'm getting an even more face for radio.
What I mean is, you don't have to be encouraged to talk.
And my granddog, Coco Chanel, or Coco Nut. And my beautiful daughter that my son brought to our family.
Isn't she something?
Is Claudia. Claudia Dean from Venezuela. She is beautiful. Thank y'all so much. Y'all have a blessed day. You know that my family and I always send y'all love and best dishes. And be sure to hug somebody today. Bobby, did you know that Home Chef is a meal delivery service? Have you ever heard of it?
I haven't. Tell me about it.
Well, let me tell you something, son. This is great. These people send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with the perfectly portioned premium ingredients, the spices, the sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. It's great.
So they do all the prep work for you?
Yeah, they do it all.
Well, then what do I have to do?
Cook the meals. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop. Or how about Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce?
Mm.
Yes, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few out of the boxes that Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much of the hassle out of prep time. You know, I'd love for you to try it. I think it's great.
Does sound great, Mama. Where do I get it?
Oh, gosh, it's so easy, Bobby. All you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/PaulaDeen. Or you can use the promo code Paula Deen at the checkout. And guess what else, Bobby?
What's that?
You're going to get a $30 discount off your first box. And guess what else?
What?
That helps promote your mama's podcast. Pro Flowers is here to help you, son, and a lot of men out there like yourself. All you have to do is call Pro Flowers right now, and you're going to get 100 spring blooms plus a free glass vase for only
$19.99. Wow.
Yeah, and listen to this. Plus, they're throwing in a box of gourmet chocolates. Now, that's 100 spring blooms, a free vase, and a box of chocolates all for $19.99. But, Bobby, if you really want to go big, you can double the blooms for just $9.99. That's 200 blooms, son. A vase and chocolates for $29.98. Now, you know Claudia Dean would go crazy over that.
What woman wouldn't love that?
That's right. So listen, son, I want you to be unpredictable, be spontaneous. Sometimes the best reason to send flowers is for no reason at all. So Pro Flowers even guarantees their flowers will last her 7 full days, Bobby, or you get your money back. You know, and they have all kind of arrangements to choose from. But you'll see their best deals when you use your mama's code.
What is that?
Okay, I wanted to know if you wanted to know what my code was. The only way to get this exclusive deal for my listeners is go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone on the top right corner and type in, you want to know what the secret word is?
What is it?
Cookie. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in cookie.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's your chance to ask her anything. Just visit pauladeen.com/radio and include your phone number if you'd like the chance to talk with her live.